Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. It is Friday already. Unbelievable. So my name is John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, ready to go. Last night may have been the single worst football game I've ever watched in my life.
Cincinnati looked great.
Congratulations, Brady.
I mean, the downtown city is nice.
Got a real winner over there, buddy.
Yeah, right, I'm excited about the rest of the season.
Well, you should be. Are you going to switch over to the Browns? What do you do now? You just stop watching, right?
I might be out of NFL altogether.
Yeah, it's not. You might be one of those guys who walks around going, I don't want to deal with any more of these protesters and these idiots and the NFL sucks. Just start being on that bandwagon of people who hate the league now, because being a Bengal fan ain't going to be easy. I think it stinks for me personally because I love hating the Bengals, and everybody's so hyped up about them all the time, and they never win anything, and it's always a non-threat to me. The Bengals have always been a, that's cute. You guys think the Bengals are going to do something. They're a tough team. They're this now. Okay, you can just keep believing that. And then they get bounced out every single year because of Andy Dalton. Now he's getting so bad.
Yeah, you have nothing to take away from two games.
No,
please. I mean, there's not even like, oh, there looks like there's some potential there.
They're a mess. And the worst part is that they're so messy that now it might be time for changes. And that's the biggest fear I have, is that they'll actually change stuff. They've been so happy with crap for 15 years in Marvin Lewis that it's like I want them to live forever the same way. I want them to be 9-7 or 10-6 every year.
You think that ownership group and management team can all of a sudden spot gems?
No, but I
in the coaching field?
But they might stumble into one. Yeah, and right now they're so happy with this garbage that it makes me just sit back and giggle.
Well, right now they elevate an assistant, right? So you got nothing to worry about.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, if middle of the season, I'm not worried. Yeah. But, you know, maybe on the offseason, they accidentally get a guy who knows what he's doing.
It's always odd to me when a quarterback like that goes, because he's in his peak years right now. He's like 29 years old. He should be, like, getting better. Then he's regressing.
Andy Dalton
is only two games in.
He's never won a big game. Regular season or otherwise.
I know.
He's never been a threat.
But he's at least been adequate.
He's been okay, but that's all he's ever been. And everybody's been hyping him. Oh, you got to watch out for that team. I always sit back and laugh. I'm like, don't worry about him. They'll win a couple of them accidentally. And then when it matters, they'll disappear into this. They'll just bury themselves as they always have. They're the Bengals. And you don't have to worry. You've never had to worry about the Bengals. I've never feared the Bengals.
2013, he had 33 touchdowns.
Isn't that great?
Over 4,000.
How'd that end up?
He
blew it in the playoffs. That's what he does. And he can have 33 touchdowns because he plays the Browns twice, so he had six of them there. And, you know, you get a whole bunch of different things where
but
it's
he's
like,
already playing playoff football.
Oh, no, yeah, he's still in the playoffs right now.
He is messed up in the head.
I don't care about his fantasy stats. Good, he had 33 touchdowns. When did it matter? Oh, yeah, three picks. Doesn't matter. Fantasy stats are fun. It makes the media
those
love
are
guys.
Real stats. They're
no,
fantasy.
But I know. But the only reason anybody gets excited about 33 touchdowns and no win in a major game is because of fantasy football. If you're a guy who has great regular season stats without fantasy football and you can't win a big game, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Prior to fantasy football, Tony Romo was putting up major stats and was remembered for dropping a fumble and throwing bad picks. I love Andy Dalton because I
agree.
Want him to stay
I don't think Andy Dalton's very good either. I'm just saying, like, you have to have some level of talent.
Sure.
To do that, and you know, he had over 100 quarterback rating in 2015.
But he's a ginger, and gingers don't come through in the end, and everybody knows it. Gingers know it. You can't trust a ginger ever. With all the booty, you can't trust a ginger. You'd never have like a group of people and go, "All right, let the ginger watch all the money." They're going to go evil, and they're going to do something stupid.
Did
and
they
steal
switch offensive coordinators this year?
I don't know.
Because that always seems like a big issue in the NFL. Like, they recycle and just offensive coordinators like crazy. And I think that really kills quarterbacks.
As long as Marvin's there, as long as Andy's there, the media will love them, and they will do nothing.
The pride
and that makes my
that
life better. So I'm happy.
The second longest coach in the NFL. That's the biggest thing they have.
Yeah, that's all they got. They got, like, that they haven't fired the guy that they probably should have fired 8 years
ago.
We
stay with our people.
Never been threatened by him. It's great.
And look at the comparison. Belichick and Lewis.
And then him. Right. Yeah, he's second to Belichick. Yeah. Huh. What's the difference? Yeah, I just love it. I wake up happy when the Ravens and the Bengals get bounced and they look bad doing it. It's as good as a win to me. It was like watching them get slaughtered and stuff and doing it in an inept, on their own field way. Just, I don't know. It warms my heart. It's just a warm feeling today. I just feel great. And watching them do it in those horrible tights. I don't know what that was last night. They managed to make
all
their
white
uniforms uglier
and black
by getting rid of the orange. It was terrible. So Brady, you got a long year ahead of you, and it's just, you know, it's predictable. But I really like the downfall. The only scary part is
you'll be fine. You got 4 weeks of Ohio State playing garbage teams.
That's true. So you're going to be flying high
before
Saturday.
They play anybody else?
They got the Phoenix School
for the
Deaf.
The triple option this weekend with Army.
Honorable. What? 72-3. The School for the Deaf put up three. We don't know how that happened. They kicked a field goal in the first down after Ohio State was laughing so hard at the audible call. Yeah, they got nobody to play. So you'll be, what, 5-1, 6-1. You'll be happy.
You got Army, UNLV.
Powerhouse.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Those are big. Oof. Don't want to lose to either of those schools.
Brave Warriors.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Speaking of suicides, I was reading about this just this morning. There's a stat that I just stumbled across today. Teen suicide in Arizona is up 81% since 2009. And nobody, I've not heard of this once. You'd think if something nearly doubled in 7 years that you'd hear about why. Eric brings up drugs. I'm pretty sure that's not suicide. That's a lot of drug use, death. But it makes them do dumb stuff that makes them kill themselves. Your kids are stupid. Every one of them stupid. There's a thing called the Blue Whale Challenge. I've not heard of this at all. And as I looked into it, it's all over college campuses all over the country. Three kids at Queen Creek High School have done it. One succeeded all the way through recently. A bunch have done it, and three have killed themselves. And they're talking about bullying and stuff, but this is a challenge where you go through 50 steps, and the final one, the bravest one, is suicide. And the steps are like, you know, deprive yourself of sleep. Don't talk to anybody anymore. You know, all these weird little, like, behavioral things. And then the last one is cut your left arm open three times and bleed out. And this kid did it. And I'd never heard of it before, but evidently it's responsible for all these morons that are, you know, they blame online. Remember, all we had was Blue Oyster Cult and, like, backmasking and records. but before internet.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, they were worried more about, you know, they're going to listen to records backwards, and records are going to tell them to jump off a ledge. And, you know, Judas Priest had to go to court, and Ozzy had to go to court because evidently there were messages back. I've never played a record backwards in my life. I got yelled at if I even spun the turntable back a little bit. I don't know how to make tapes go backwards. So I never understood.
I remember the
how
fear
to get those messages.
Of, it was later, but they discovered the backmasking on the Beatles,
right?
Helter Skelter.
Well, yeah, but the Beatles at least had the courtesy in most of their songs to do it on as it rolled forward. You know, I Buried Paul or stuff like that was actually in the song going forward. You know, Revolution Number 9, you had to play it backwards to hear anything. And who plays records backwards? If you're doing that, you're already diseased. You're a weirdo if you're spinning your records backwards for messages anyway. But this Blue Whale Challenge thing
started in Russia.
Yeah, and like
from a psychology student, and he claimed to invent the game for his purpose was to clean the society by pushing suicide to those he deemed as having no value.
And psychologically, on paper, it's 100% right. If you can convince people through a game that the last step is suicide and they're doing it, these people don't value themselves at all. So it's this weird. It almost seems like a mad scientist's game, and it's getting in these kids. At 81% uptick in suicides in one state in 7 years, it's huge. And then they're like, well, and as I'm reading the article, they kind of nonchalantly say, it's also those internet challenges, like the Blue Whale thing. That's what this kid did. And I'm like, what in the world is that?
Series
looked it up. It's horrifying.
Series of challenges given to players during a 50-day period with the final challenge requiring the player to commit suicide.
Yeah.
The term blue whale comes from the phenomenon of beached whales, which is linked to
right.
suicide.
They do it to themselves. The funny thing is all of the stuff, psychologically, all the steps are to deprave your brain of normal behavior.
Yeah, now
behavior.
I'm like, what's step 33?
That's the thing. Well, you start getting into things
32.
Like, yeah, Brady's almost there, which is no more Lay's baked potato chips, and he's going to kill himself.
You just work your way
he's
up
He's going to,
suicide.
To kill himself, yeah. But it's Brady's eat like a whale challenge. No, but it's stuff that makes it so your brain's not getting enough function, so you start becoming weaker. No
right.
sleep. You're supposed to not sleep. You're not supposed to have any interaction with human beings, your parents, your friends, or whatever. Mm-hmm. No more words, and then people start treating you weird. And then you start kind of it's
you look
brainwashing.
That up too. Also been looked to other rising self harm trends such as human embroidery.
I don't know what that is.
Right.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
But hello, I don't know Google. Why anyone lets their kids have a computer. I don't understand. It's just gotten to the... And I know that's a fear thing, but my God, between Slender Man and this and... They're not smart enough to deal with this stuff. So yeah, it's like a brainwashing technique that in the end, you're so weak, you'll do it.
I would say the majority are smart enough to do
this. You would hope so, but still.
I mean...
This kid, straight-A student.
The numbers
still. The kid at Queen Creek, straight-A student, was studying to be a sports medicine doctor, had college classes already, looking forward to his future, and then boom...
But in the grand scheme of things, a majority of children aren't killing themselves.
Oh, I agree. But if it's up 81%, that's significant. That's a monster jump. And if they're blaming this stuff, yeah, this is weird. It's just a strange phenomenon, you know? It's one of those, I'm not saying everybody's going to do it, but I'm saying kids are mushheads. And you get even the smartest of kids that you're like, oh, this kid's got it figured out. Gets one girl that breaks up with him, and the next thing you know, he's on the Blue Whale Challenge going, no, that's worth it, and this is kind of fun. Your kids are crazy. So leash them up, helicopter some more. Again, my philosophy is just whack them in the back of the head and go, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. Knock it off. Oh, I was just doing this. I was only on step 7. Step 7 of what? Blue Wheel Challenge. I knew you were an idiot.
Participants use colored thread to stitch patterns through the skin on their hands, legs, and even their lips.
Yeah, the human embroidery.
Some add beads and ribbons as decorations. Pretty. It is widely associated with the Blue Whale Challenge.
Your kids are weird. All your kids are weird.
Great.
I'm glad I'm a dink.
I got to get Kirby in on this.
Yeah. what would you do, Brady? All of a sudden, Kirby had the word, master and slave sewn into her arms, and she did it herself.
I hate
that. Are you doing the Blue Whale Challenge?
We're getting checked in somewhere. We're going to see some... She's getting help.
Yeah, Brady's doing the Blue Apron Challenge. See how many Blue Apron meals you can get down in a week. It's weird. I mean, you read about this stuff, and that's the true, mind manipulation. Kids are sewing their lips together as one of the challenges. It's just weird. Your kids are nuts. Stop being so nice to them. That actually is really good work. That kid right there did a nice job embroidering her hands. Yeah, she did it after Japaname. Yeah, it's not worth it. This kind of stuff is the stuff you can't even think about. If your kid's going to sew himself to the wall and then chop his arm off, start over. Get another kid. Do something like that. Adopt a kid. They're grateful. You know?
Well, you would think.
That's what Flip said yesterday. Flip Orley, the comedian, was here. He goes, look, if I was adopted, I'd cut my parents a whole lot more slack. Like, well, they didn't have to do this. You know, your parents kind of have to tolerate the fact that they got drunk one night and stuffed one behind the goalie and they just didn't have the morals to give you away, so they're going to do the right thing and hang on to you. You can get mad at them.
How about the 70 kids in Boca Raton, Florida?
Yeah.
Millionaire.
Went to go live with the former owner of Penthouse.
Yep.
Saw that story last night. So the old owner of
Guccione?
Penthouse. No, different guy. He's known Penthouse
name's
Magazine.
Mark Bell.
He gives up his whole, because an orphanage got no power and stuff, and they hadn't eaten or showered and no plumbing. So he's like, why don't you come stay at my house? I'm a millionaire. And they stuff 70 kids and a bunch of caretakers in his house.
In a tight 27,000 square foot home, 8 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms.
Oh, it's a playland.
That penthouse built.
Yeah, well, that was one of the businesses he owned.
Still, he's the penthouse guy.
They also hired a guitar player the other day to come and do a little sing-along.
Once again, porn saves the day.
Manny Petties for the girls.
Porn has a heart, Brady.
And Bobby the Balloon Guy.
Porn has a heart. I'd beware of Bobby the Balloon Guy. I don't like him. He's as bad as a clown. That's Pennywise without the makeup.
So what, were people up in arms about this?
No, but once again.
Good news right now.
That's
he's
right.
Getting...
Porn saves the day again. On the cutting edge of no other millionaires, no churches, no nothing, took these orphans in. the guy who ran Penthouse, a magazine that, while he was in charge, started the pissing trend. I still love that. That in the 90s, when they were falling off, they're like, well, let's start photographing the girls taking leaks. And that was on his watch, and that caused all sorts of problems, and now he's taken in orphans, and he's the hero. No church, nothing else. The former guy who liked golden showers as a business venture is watching the orphans, and nobody bats an eye. I love it. Thank you, porn, once again. I'll be the one that puts the silver lining on porn every time. It's done more for our society than anyone wants to admit, and now it's taking in the needy. Oh, people hate that. You know the churches around Florida are like, how come we didn't take the orphans? The porn guy took them.
Well, technically it's not porn. I mean, it's Penthouse.
Hey, it's probably better than going to the Catholic Church.
Yeah, at least he's not going to bang them.
So where are your parents?
Well, none of us have any parents.
Oh, God. My dreams have all come true. There is a God.
Dear Lord, please send me 70 children, parentless ones. Haven't showered in days.
Just think of that. As a parent, you have a choice. All right, we can go there or we can go to the Penthouse guy.
Yeah, Bob Guccione's underling has opened up his mansion. Or the diocese wants your kids.
How big is Guccione's place again?
27,000 feet.
Okay, we'll go there.
There's a lot of weird art on the wall.
Yeah, that's all right. It's it's okay.
It's better than getting bukkakeed by a bunch of dudes in black dresses.
At least I know what's in front of me.
Right. Well, you know what's in front of you on the other side. At least this guy's on the up and up. The guy who likes golden showers. The piss man.
He was making money early on.
That's right, Brady. You can still... And then what did he do with his money? He bought the Piss Magazine, and he made it the Piss Magazine. So you can say what... It's his morals.
He also produces musicals.
That's right.
Tony nominated.
Doesn't matter. He's known as the guy who took over Penthouse and made it a Piss Magazine. All that money he made doing other stuff, real estate or does not matter. He took his riches and said, finally, I can turn Penthouse into what I want, a piss festival. And you know, if a guy's in charge of...
2004.
If he's in charge of Penthouse and turned it into Pee Magazine, then God dang it, he's been getting peed on. And he bought it right as the pee thing was, you know...
He bought it in 2004. Yeah.
So he was digging it pretty heavy.
$52 million.
$52 million for Penthouse.
In a bankruptcy auction.
Good Lord. And then he turned it into, like, channels on hotels and penthouses everywhere.
He also has a little networking. This is... it gets better. Mm-hmm. AdultFriendFinder.com.
Wow.
Oh, that's him?
$500 million.
Is that necessary to put adult in front of that? That just makes me think it's dirty. Just FriendFinder.com, I assume, is not for children. That's what school is.
He tried to get into Las Vegas, tried to get a casino in there.
Not enough money for that. There'll be billions for that one.
It is a little odd that Playboy doesn't have a presence in Vegas.
They used to.
Where were they in Vegas?
Well, they used to have presence there. I'm not sure they had they didn't have a casino.
Didn't have a casino.
He's produced Jersey Boys, Rock of Ages, The Wedding Singer.
Great stuff. What else has he produced? A magazine filled with piss girls.
The Wedding Singer on Broadway?
Yeah.
Love it.
Wow.
And he took in the orphans. And you know
sure
the Diocese
did.
Of Boca Raton Great. Is having a meeting today. How did we get beat to the punch on this? Seriously.
No, they've
got it. They're just like, guys, we dropped the ball again. This guy got, look at the positive press the Penthouse guy got.
I wonder if they will say, you know, we got to get those kids out of their ass.
Of course they will. Well, no, because now they can't. Now the dude's a hero, local hero. Yeah, and he's teaching them how to pee all over each other. It's great. Yeah, and Eric's right. You can't send those kids, those parentless children to the diocese, for God's sakes. That's what all that Latin is. Just prayers for kids without parents to show up at the door. You can order them pizza, and they're pretty much all yours. Anyway, hurricanes. They bring out the best in all us porn people. Good work. Porn. Is there anything it can't do? Let's get a wake-up song. 602-260-9800 and start this Friday off proper. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
The new AZUnit.com studios. This is the Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD, Tempe, Phoenix.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.